Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie's hair looks amazing today.
Thank you.
Amazing. She was just telling us that she got up at like 2 a.m. to do her hair today.
I did. Because
you brought it.
I had to straighten it, and it takes me a really long time to straighten my hair.
Yeah.
And yeah, I usually do it the night before, but I was so tired last night.
I went to bed.
Yeah, I passed out at 6:45.
In P.S. PM.
That what?
I know. Well, I went on
P.M.
I went. Yes,
it was in the evening.
In the nighttime, I went on a 6-mile hike yesterday, and I haven't done it in a minute, and so I was wiped out. Like,
I saw your pictures. You were smiling on a rock,
and
you had a hat. That was the big post from Katie yesterday.
I did.
Katie wearing a hat.
I did. Well, I said my new Facebook profile pic is me in this hat that Zoe got me, and I was like, I may start wearing hats.
it's fine.
It's cute. Can I tell you? So there's a story behind that. Zoe's dad, way back when, told me once, you don't look good in hats.
Oh, really?
Hats aren't really your thing.
That's harsh.
I have tried not to wear hats my entire adult existence because of that statement. And so I just like recently, I was like, no, I like hats for me. So that was me in a hat.
I saw the post.
Yeah, I dug it. I like the
hat. You might want to skip the hat.
No, the hat's good. What do you mean? I like the hat. I do. Especially, that's a Stranger Things hat. Did you get it?
I did get it.
It's the radio station from Stranger Things.
I think I have two more episodes left, finally. I know I'm behind on season 5. But
yeah.
And like a large part of that series, the latest,
season,
set at that radio station in Hawkins.
Yes,
so
the squawk.
I recognized it.
The squawk.
It's got the
chicken on the side, too.
I like the hat.
Okay.
Whether or not you should wear it. Debatable.
I'm going to wear it.
Definitely
so
debatable.
It's not up for debate. It will be worn. But yeah, I had a good time. I was tired. And thank you for the compliment.
It looks really nice. Really, really, really nice.
Thank you.
Not frizzy and, you know,
it's
like
tame.
It usually is. It's tame.
Thank you.
Like it usually is. We came in this morning and Katie and I immediately started talking about all the crap we ate this weekend. I was posting some pictures on Facebook and I mean, eye-opening how much crap I consumed. Knick Knack made a giant batch of chocolate chip cookies, which I made my biatch. Then she made banana muffins. We went to Baskin-Robbins this weekend, which I haven't been there in years. And then we went to Texas Roadhouse.
Wow.
And then a bunch of other stuff, too. But yeah, like a lot of crap. It was just eye-opening. Like, I got to hit the gym. Every day this week. I don't know what got into us.
No, same. That's why I hiked 6 miles is because I also went through a few drive-thrus this week.
Did you?
Oh, it was bad.
So much food.
I started at Cheesecake Factory with their Korean fried chicken, and then I had another chicken sandwich somewhere, and then what else did I have? I had Torchy's Tacos after my 6-mile hike. I did. And they have the little mini thing of queso now. Like, you don't have to get the big old thing of queso. You have to split with the table.
Oh, it's the to-go cup.
They have an individual thing of queso, which is great because
I
will
still
eat the
car.
Party size. No problem. I just feel bad about it after. Yeah. So now I just get the individual one. But then I went through one of those 1,200 calorie cookie places and got two
you
cookies.
I thought about bringing some cookies in today, but I was like, yeah, none of us need it.
No.
So I didn't.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, no, that was the same thing. Remember there was you stand in line at Little Caesars and get a year's worth
did
of
you
pizza?
Do it?
I talked myself out of it. I was like, the last
week. You are weak.
I don't need free pizza
for a
year. I need to make myself pay for that stuff because that's what I get for eating a whole pizza. No, I can't do it. I can't get pizza for free.
The ice cream cone I got at Baskin-Robbins was like a chocolate deep, dark chocolate fudge cone. I posted a picture of it. I posted some stuff on our Facebook this morning if you guys want to check it out. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. And it looks straight up like, you know when the baby has its first poop?
Remember,
you know the first poop?
Yeah.
And it's like tar and black. It is exactly like baby's first poop. So we sat in Baskin-Robbins while I ate that, and Nicole kept staring at me. She's like, that's the only thing I can see right now is baby's first poop, and you are straight up eating it, which led to a conversation with the children about what that first poop looks like when you have a baby.
And it's memorable, isn't it?
Nasty. Yeah. It's the worst ever. And that ice cream cone, but it was delicious.
Okay.
Like, really, really
I'm
good.
Sure.
And then the other thing that happened, like when we were at Texas Roadhouse, she's going to be mad at me for talking about this. Nicole had to send her chicken back.
Oh.
Yeah. She was like, it was like rubbery and kind of nasty. And so she had to send it back. And I was like, well, I mean, you couldn't have fought through it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's always that awkward situation where you're like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't like this, you know? And then it's just that awkward interaction with the waitress on, can I get you another one? Do you want a discount? You want something else? So she just got another piece of chicken, which by the time it came, all of us were done eating, you know?
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
we had to sit there and watch her eat her one piece of chicken, which was awkward. And it still was kind of like ho-hum. And it led to the conversation at the table. I was like, babe, like, this isn't Perry's, you know?
I know. Yeah, you know where we're at,
you
right?
You kind of know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, it's a chain, like.
And you got to be careful how you, I'm sure Nicole was the nicest as can be because
very
she's
nice.
Super sweet. And
she's
that's
like,
the thing about sending.
Say anything.
Yeah, that's the thing about sending your food back. You got to be careful. But
I know.
Did you expect, yeah, that they were going to go out and buy new chicken? Because that's the chicken they got, right? This is what
they're
we've got.
They're in the back slaughtering a fresh chicken for you, honey. Yeah. No, they're pulling it out of the freezer bag and throwing it, and they're nuking it. For you. She's like, it's still kind of rubbery. I'm like,
well,
come on. You know where we're at. Eat another roll.
Yeah,
wash it down with some cinnamon butter, for
God's
sake.
That's the good
sake.
Stuff.
Mm.